Arthur Godfrey, who usually comes around with his talent scouts about this time on Monday, is off on a summer holiday. He'll be back with us 6 weeks from tonight on August 29th.
Love is simple, perfectly simple. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, then... come to think about it, it's pretty darn complicated. This is a program about love.
I love you truly.
No, not that kind. Young love.
Oh! Truly dear.
Welcome to Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon, with John Heaston, the Judd Conlon Chorister, and Wilbur Hatch and his orchestra.
I love you truly, 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 so truly dear.
Hi, Jan. How's your love life?
Don't tell anybody, but I'm still married to the same fella.
After 2 whole weeks? It could never happen in Hollywood.
See you later.
Bye, Jan.
Oh, hello, Professor Mitchell.
Hello, Dreamboat. What a moonlight cruise she'll make someday.
Hiya, Mitch.
Hi, Larry. Hey, you just forgot an old Midwestern tradition.
Huh?
What's the idea of walking past the founder's statue without tossing a penny in his hat?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. Yeah. Hey, I wonder what they do with those pennies.
They pay the faculty. What am I laughing at? Well, there's a typical scene outdoors on our campus. Now, how would you like to take a look indoors? You know, we have a few classes here, too. Let's go in the journalism building and catch one of the lectures.
For art in journalism. Sometimes we think of art as something outside.
See that good-looking, personable, well-groomed, young professor on the podium? That's the most popular professor on the campus, me.
Who were the great artists of poetry? Shakespeare? Browning? Shelley?
Oh, Mitchell, you're hot as a pistol.
They were just the good songsmiths of their time.
Listen to that kid ad lib.
Their modern-day counterparts are Oscar Hammerstein and Johnny Mercer and Nature Boy.
I tell you, I'm the Georgie Jussel of the journalism school. Wait a minute, students. Wait a minute. Hold it. The junior class has asked me to remind you that there are still tickets available for the annual Sweetheart Dance Saturday night. Dismissed.
Mitch.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Mitch, I'm in trouble.
Well, that's a fairly normal condition in your life, Einstein. What's the problem this time?
Well, it's pretty rough being secretly married. Everybody on the campus wants a date with my wife because she's so doggone beautiful.
Maybe you could ugly her up a little.
Oh, I wouldn't change a thing about Janet. She's perfect.
She probably feels the same way about you.
Well, she does. She's crazy. I'm a slob.
I don't suppose you could tell everybody the truth.
Oh, Janet'd lose her scholarship and my dad would send me someplace like Siberia.
Got good schools out there. By the way, I have an idea. Why don't you two announce your engagement?
Announce my engagement? To my wife?
Well, I'll admit it's backwards. First you're married, then you're engaged. Someday you may even get to be good friends.
Hey, we could announce it at the Sweetheart Dance.
Sure, that way you could let the whole student body know that she's took.
Only nobody will know exactly how took she is. Larry, even though you're my roommate, I can't let you have a date with my, with my girl, Jan.
What's a free country? Who are you, Mussolini or something?
Larry, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Jan and I are planning to announce our engagement.
No.
Yeah, at the dance, Saturday night.
I hope you're kidding.
Well, why should I kid about a serious thing like that?
Well, you don't think for one minute that you and Janet would ever be happy together.
Well, why not?
Well, you're completely different. She's beautiful and smart and talented and attractive. And you're...
Yeah?
Well, you're completely different.
Thanks. Have you ever heard that opposites attract?
Well, I've heard that. And boy, it sure is true in your case.
Don't try to discourage me.
Gee, I had no idea that you and Jan were getting so thick.
Larry, no matter how thick you think we've been getting, we're even thicker than you think we've been getting thicker than.
Yeah. Well, I'll be a sport. Congratulations, pal. I hope you accomplish the impossible.
Larry, sometimes I think you don't have a very high idea of me.
To be perfectly frank, if I was a girl, you're the last person in the world I'd think of marrying.
If you were a girl, you'd better grab anything you could get.
Hey, Einstein, in all this romantic excitement, I forgot to tell you. There's a telegram for you.
Oh, no.
Well, it might be good news.
It might be, but it never is.
Well, go ahead, open it. Well, what's it say? Jimmy, what you looking like that for? Was there an accident? Your dad lost all his money? Somebody died?
Oh, worse than that. Worse than any of those things. I gotta go and see Jan right away. Jan, I've got some news for you.
I beat you to it. I just bumped into Mitch and he told me all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a sweet, wonderful idea to announce our engagement. I'm almost as excited as when we got married.
Jan, that isn't exactly the news I was going to tell you.
And I think it's just darling to announce it at the sweetheart dance.
Jan, you're going to hate me.
Just before we're engaged? Don't be silly.
You're going to loathe and detest me.
Jimmy, engaged people always love each other. Loathing and detesting is strictly for old married people.
We're that, too.
Oh, I can't wait until Saturday night. The engagement ceremony is always so touching and picturesque.
Yes, but...
The candlelight and the serenading. And the way they put the veil of invisibility and the cloak of mystery on the girl.
Well,
and the pinning ceremony. And the way every guy at the dance gets to waltz once around the floor with the engagee.
Honey.
I'll be the happiest engagee in the world Saturday night.
Honey, even before we get engaged, we've got to get disengaged.
Why?
Well, look at this telegram I just got from my dad.
Mm-hmm. Postponed trip of daughter of important client, finally all set. Esther Radabaugh arriving there Saturday on Buckeye Limited. Take her to dance and show her a bully time. Jimmy, this is awful. Pretend you're sick.
Finish reading the telegram.
And don't pretend you're sick like you did last time. Love, Dad.
How can he sign a telegram like that? Love, Dad.
Well, you've got to tell him. You won't do it.
Oh, you don't know my dad.
Just put your foot down. Tell him no.
Honey, you just don't put your foot down on my father. In our family, he has the exclusive rights to the word no.
Why would your dad do a thing like this to you?
Well, you see, my dad has all these clients, and they have all these daughters.
What if Esther Radabaugh is ravishingly beautiful?
How can anybody be ravishing with a name like Esther Radabaugh?
Judy Garland's real name is Frances Gum.
What am I going to do? Is there an easy way to break a leg?
I guess you'll just have to go to the sweetheart dance with Esther Radabaugh.
Well, a man can't stand up his own wife.
Jimmy, don't worry about it. Esther Radabaugh might be a real nice girl. And the two of you could have a wonderful time.
Well, how can you be so darn nice about it? Be mad. Get furious. Throw something at me.
But I'm not mad at you, Jimmy. It's nothing you can help.
Isn't that just like a woman? If it was a little thing, she'd raise the roof. But when I have to be a real schnook, she acts like Joan of Arc.
Sit down, Larry.
Mitch, I know why you've called me into your office. It was that essay I turned in.
Which essay? Oh, that essay.
I know you're going to say I didn't write it. Well, I've only got one answer for you. I didn't.
Oh?
I admit it. I didn't write a word of it. I got busy, so I went to a very close friend of mine and hired him to write it for me.
A very close friend, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were so chummy with Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You mean that essay was stolen from Emerson? I'm going to murder the guy I bought it from, the dirty crook.
Well, at least get your money back. But Larry, that's not why I called you in. Now, I believe you're pretty close to Jimmy and Jan, aren't you?
Well, I'm a little too close to Jimmy and not quite close enough to Jan.
Larry, tell me something about Jimmy and Jan. Do you know anything secret about the two of them?
Yeah.
What?
They're about to get engaged.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the same rumor. Now, you know how much I think of those kids. Tell me, isn't there some kind of fancy ceremony that the fraternities whip up for engagements at the sweetheart dance?
Oh, yeah. It's a very impressive mishmash. Candlelight and everybody singing themselves hoarse. They throw a big veil over the dame and everybody dances with her. It's a big opera.
I didn't know you had that sentimental streak. Look, Larry, I want these two kids to get the full treatment of the sweetheart dance. The works. Tell the gang to make this the loveliest and most impressive engagement ceremony they ever put on.
Don't worry, Mitch, we're with you. I'll pass the word to the whole campus. When Jimmy and his date walk through that door into the dance Saturday night, we'll make it the most unforgettable night of their lives.
In the act of young love, here's a young type suggestion. For fun in the daylight hours, there's a lot of it here each weekday, Monday through Friday. A fellow by the name of Arthur Godfrey does a program. Red-headed, completely uninhibited fellow, reads commercials backwards, that sort of thing. Somehow makes a lot of sense, too. He also has a good band and some fine singers along. Lad by the name of Bill Lawrence sings. So do some other lads, call themselves the Mariners. Godfrey's show breezes along for 75 minutes... every day on most of these CBS stations. It's better than air conditioning. Now back to Jan and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love.
Down by the station early in the evening, see the little sophomore lurking so forlorn. Down by the station early in the evening, down by the station early in the evening, see the little sophomore looking so forlorn.
Buckeye Limited arriving on track number one. Train is the Buckeye Limited.
Maybe she missed the train. Maybe she got sick. Maybe they dropped her off with the mailbags at Bucyrus.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a young man named James E. Lewis, Jr.
I'm Jimmy Lewis.
I just knew you were he.
Esther Radabaugh, I presume?
How did you recognize me?
My father told me you had nice teeth.
They're my outstanding feature.
Yes, they certainly are. I'd recognize your teeth a mile away.
Oh, it was very gracious of you to insist that I come down for the sweetheart dance. Oh, your father just said that you insisted and insisted, so I couldn't disappoint you, although it was necessary for me to cancel several previous engagements.
Well, I had to cancel an engagement myself.
Now, I'll bet you thought I was going to be an old stick in the mud. I know what you boys expect on blind dates, and I'll bet you really got a shock when you saw me.
I'm still tingling.
Oh, what you said.
Now, of course, I know I'm not glamorous in the conventional way. I made up my mind a long time ago not to try to compete with the Betty Grables and the Hedy Lamarrs.
Well, that was probably a wise decision.
You know, James, your father and my father are such good friends that I have a sneaking suspicion you and I are going to get along like two peas in a pod.
I hope it's a very large pod.
All the way down on the train, I was nervous for fear you wouldn't be my type, but do you want to know something confidentially? The minute I saw you, I knew you were just exactly my type.
Well, when you get to know me better, I can be quite objectionable.
Oh, I'll never believe it. We're simpatico. Our vibrations just meet and mingle. We're right on the same wavelength. What are you?
What am I what?
What's your sign?
I'll bet just anything you're Pisces the fish.
I feel a little like one tonight.
Oh, I bet you can't guess what I am. Taurus the bull. And you know what a Pisces always does to a Taurus.
I can imagine.
Don't fight it. It's useless, James. If the stars are drawing us together, just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, you have to tell me. What should I wear to the dance?
Oh, a dress?
Do you like a bare midriff on girls?
Well, better than on boys.
I think I'll surprise you.
Well, I'm prepared for anything. Well, can I take you to your hotel?
Oh, thank you, James. I would like to pretty up a little.
At the dorm, I thought you'd be with Esther Radibaugh.
She's prettying up at the Eagle House.
Is she a nice girl?
Well, she's a girl. Oh, Jen, I feel like Benedict Arnold. Oh,
it's not you, Jimmy. It's your father.
Well, if I was my father and he was me and he was secretly married to you and I sent her down for him to take out instead of you, well, I'll bet he wouldn't do it for me. To you. With her!
I understand.
Well, you went up on me. I don't have the slightest idea what I'm talking about.
Jimmy, look, I don't mind not going to that old dance. Of course, the engagement ceremony would have been sort of fun, but we can do it next year. Besides, I have a lot of assignments to catch up on, and I've got to clean out my closet, and I've got Tuffy.
What kind of a husband am I? Leaving my wife with a teddy bear on the night of the sweetheart dance.
I won't have you insult Tuffy. He's the only teddy bear my husband ever gave me.
Oh, Jim.
Furthermore, he's very cuddly, and he dances almost as well as you do.
This I can believe.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, not for one minute. Of course, I'd like to be with you tonight, but it just can't be helped. Besides, Esther Radibaugh only has you for 3 hours, and I've got you for all my life.
Jen, I'll have a lousy time.
Don't have a lousy time. But if you like Esther Radibaugh better than me, I'll be mad.
If I liked Esther Radibaugh better than you, I'd be off my rocker.
You didn't say anything about the way I look.
You look very pretty, Esther.
Do you really think so, really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's my opinion that true beauty is hidden deep on the inside of a person.
Well, it's nice to have a little sneak out.
I bet you planned this so we'd have this long walk across the campus by ourselves. In the dark.
Esther, I want to be frank with you. I like you best in the dark.
Oh, you romantic.
Oh, that's the gym where the music's coming from.
Is it a name band?
Well, quite a few people have heard of Freddie Schwartz. He's pretty big in Central Ohio.
Freddie Schwartz?
Hey, you know, everybody cavorts with Freddie Schwartz.
Oh, I think I've heard of him. Oh, listen to what they're playing. Some enchanted evening, you may meet a stranger. Oh, do you know who I am? I'm your stranger. From now on, this is going going to be our song. Oh, one thing. Now, about dancing, I've been taking lessons. And I want to know right off the bat, are you the step, step, slide type of dancer? Or do you prefer slide, slide, step?
Esther, I'll leave it pretty much up to you. When you want to slide, slide, and I'll just slide along with you.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
Well, we may as well go in.
Oh, before we do, while we're still out here in the dark, I wonder if you don't feel an overpowering urge to say something to me, like three little words?
What I have an urge to say to you, Esther, is better left unsaid.
Well, I want you to know, I'm not going to play cat and mouse with you. A long time ago, I made up my mind that if ever a man said to me, I love you, I'd follow that man to the ends of the earth. I'm just that loyal.
I can believe it. Loyalty sticks out all over you.
Hey, is that you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
They're here. Lights out, everybody.
Oh, what are you doing to me?
It's only the cloak of mystery and the veil of invisibility.
Now, wait a minute. Larry.
Don't worry about a thing, Jim. The whole campus is here to help you celebrate your engagement.
Engagement? Oh, wow.
Light up your candles, everybody. Jimmy, we're going to make sure this is one romance that lasts.
Larry.
We're going to see to it that you two sweethearts really stick. Okay, gang, serenade!
Oh, Larry, you don't know what you're doing.
Shut up, you dope. You're lousing up the whole ceremony.
Oh, listen, everybody. I have a very important announcement to make.
Why did you just cry?
Now, where's your sentiment? You don't make the announcement anyway. That's for the president of the Women's Panhellenic Society. Go ahead, Doris.
Oh, fellow Panhellenes, it is most appropriate at this sweetheart dance that we joyfully reenact the ceremony of betrothal.
Madam President!
The friendships made beneath the hallowed elms and ivy of our beloved alma mater are cherished through the years and often blossom into sentiments even more abiding and fruitful.
I would like to say that...
How about a little reverence?
James Lewis, these flowers are for the girl beneath the veil whose identity is known only to you. Roses for remembrance, lilies for love, forget-me-nots for loyalty.
Loyalty?
Now, old friend, as part of the official ceremony of betrothal, we ask but one boon.
Larry,
Each of us desires one waltz around the floor with your chosen one before you claim her forever as your partner in the dance of life.
Waltz? That's step, step, slide, isn't it?
Fellow students, I'd like to explain... I gotta tell you, Larry...
Oh, wish I was inside there watching that ceremony. Those two kids must be getting the thrill of their lives.
Gee.
Who's that?
Oh, hello, Mitch.
Jan.
Did you come over here to listen to the music?
Jan, what are you doing out here?
I was lonesome at the dorm, so I thought I'd just walk over.
But if you're out here, who's that in there getting engaged to your husband?
Getting engaged?
Yeah.
Esther Radabaugh? That siren! She wouldn't dare! Oh,
they're going through the whole engagement ceremony, candlelight and everything.
You know what that is? It's bigamy!
Oh, it never occurred to me that your own husband wouldn't take his own wife to the sweetheart dance.
Mitch, we've got to rescue him.
Oh, I got him into this. I'll get him out somehow. Oh, me and my big fat sentiment.
Oh, whirling, whirling. Oh, my. Waltzing makes me so giddy.
Now, fellow students, the climax of the engagement ceremony. The pinning and the unveiling of the girl.
Stop!
Stop! Who is that?
This can't go on. I refuse to let this engagement ceremony continue.
Mitch!
What happened? Why not?
Well, I love this girl. Mitch, you're a pal.
You love me?
Passionately.
Take this veil. I'll follow you to the ends of the earth.
Oh, no!
We'll rejoin Jan and Jimmy in just a moment. Abe Burrows, known as the Hairless Hildegard, will have the lovely Hildegard herself on his Breakfast of Burrows program tonight. Abe gets up so late he has to have breakfast at night, but with Hildegard as a guest. Breakfast of Burrows will be right on time this Monday night, following the latest hilarious adventure of Joan Davis in her new department store job. Breakfast with Burroughs and Leave It to Joan, Joan Davis, of course, are Monday night features on most of these same CBS stations, while Lux Radio Theater is on a summer vacation. Leave It to Joan follows in a few moments over most of these stations. Now, back to the campus of Midwestern University.
Jan. Honey, oh, say something. Speak to me. Don't keep looking at me with that icy stare.
Esther Radabaugh.
What have I done? I didn't even get engaged to her.
Esther Radabaugh.
All the time she was here, you acted like Joan of Arc. Now she's gone, you treat me like I had the Black Plague.
James E. Lewis, Jr., I hate you.
Why? Why are you mad at me?
I'm mad at you because Esther Radabaugh had a good time.
Oh, it's not my fault. I tried to make her as miserable as I was.
What if your dad sends her down again?
Well...
Jimmy, you've got to educate your folks. Parents shouldn't get their own way all the time. You'll spoil them.
Look, honey... Esther Radabaugh's back in Cleveland. Mitch put her on the train himself.
How did he ever get rid of her?
Oh, he told her how much money he makes a year.
Well, just so it never happens again, Jimmy, I won't have relatives meddling with our marriage just because they don't know about it.
Jan! Jan, are you out there?
What is it?
Telephone, long distance.
Oh, something awful must have happened. Hello? Oh, hello, Mother. What's wrong? Who? You what? But, Mother, you can't. I don't care how eligible he is. Mother, hand-painted ties do not make a husband. He's already on his way, ties and all.
What happened?
Jonathan Shackleton III is coming down to have a date with me.
What?
Jimmy... Now it's your turn to be Joan of Arc.
Young Love, the new CBS college story every week at this time, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Gil Stratton Jr., Elvia Allman, Doris Singleton, your announcer Larry Thor, and the Judd Conlon Choristers, the music of Elliot Daniels, conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Young Love is written and directed by Lawrence and Lee. Broadcasting System.